This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
New ethics questions over money and gifts at the Supreme Court. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Another Supreme Court justice is coming under scrutiny for over gifts and disclosures. The investigative news site ProPublica says Samuel Alito went on a luxury fishing trip paid for by billionaire hedge fund manager Paul Singer, but did not recuse himself from cases that affected Singer's business interests. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
All right, so ProPublica says Alito did not disclose this fishing trip. Why is that important?
All right, so this trip that actually took place a long time ago, 2008, and apparently involved getting a ride on businessman Paul Singer's private jet. And what's probably most important about this is that it parallels what we heard from ProPublica back in April about Justice Clarence Thomas, that he accepted luxury trips but didn't disclose those gifts. Some congressional Democrats have since called for imposing new ethics rules on the Supreme Court, which does not have to follow the same standards as other federal agencies. And this latest story, Sabri, about Alito could bolster those efforts in Congress.
How has Alito responded to this?
Well, he wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal making several points, that the trip was not as luxurious as ProPublica portrays it, that he said he followed the ethics rules at the time. And the way that Alito and Thomas say they understood those rules is that they did not need to disclose every gift. Alito said that the trip didn't affect his impartiality, that he was unaware that any of the cases he ruled on were connected to Paul Singer. And he said it would be impossible to keep track of every person that may be connected to a case before the Supreme Court.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is testifying on Capitol Hill today, scheduled, in fact, to start in just a few minutes. We know from his prepared remarks that he's going to tell lawmakers that just about everybody at the Fed expects to raise interest rates again this year. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, and we asked her just how much higher rates could get.
Based on the announcement after last week's meeting and the information that was provided, it seems that 0.5% increase in interest rates is expected before year end. Remember that before Chairman Powell speaks to Congress today, he provides that speech in script in the morning. Those comments show some pretty strong statements against inflation and that the Fed is still trying very hard to make sure that inflation stays in check. The market's backing off on that because they think that that could imply that more interest rates, a larger amount than 0.5%, is going to be in our future this year. We'll have to wait and see how that develops, but certainly the market is paying attention.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The economy of Lebanon has been in free fall for several years. The Lebanese pound has lost 98% of its value since 2019. Some Lebanese are struggling to buy basic items and food. And now businesses there are trying to cope by avoiding Lebanon's currency entirely. They want to be paid in U.S. dollars. Here's the BBC's Hannah McCarthy.
This is a supermarket in Beirut in Lebanon, where the official currency is the Lebanese lira. But since March, the prices on the shelves are all marked in US dollars.
We have had a terrible devaluation. The Lebanese pound lost more than 90% of its value over the course of the past 3 years, since 2019.
Sami Zughaib is a Lebanese economist. He's been analysing the rapid devaluation of the Lebanese lira over the last 4 years, which at some points forced businesses to change their prices several times a day.
Now, everything on the shelves in the supermarkets is denominated in dollars. I see the dollarization phenomenon in Lebanon as a coping strategy for businesses in order to be able to do business in a situation where we have a very volatile currency market.
Before supermarkets dollarized their prices this year, many businesses in Beirut, like Alia's Books, a cafe and bookshop, had already been pricing their menus in dollars so that they could continue importing foreign books and paying their staff a reliable wage.
If you're not paying your staff in dollars, then what you have agreed to pay them could be negligible in terms of what they're actually making.
William Dobson, one of the owners of Alia's Books, explains that customers can still pay in Lebanese lira at the market exchange rate, which means staff often end the day counting hundreds of millions of Lebanese lira.
I mean, I hate to think how many man hours are wasted, you know, in our business and in other businesses by something as simple as, you know, counting stupid amounts of currency.
While many business owners say an end to the lira would make operating easier for them, the cost of a full-scale dollarization would be heavily borne by the 70% of the population with no access to dollars, says Sami.
Although it will solve some issues, particularly with giving stability to the market, this will come at a great expense. It will be a very unequal equilibrium, an equilibrium that exists within a certain class of people.
Sami also believes that the already fragile Lebanese state could be further weakened if the lira currency was replaced with the foreign US dollar.
We have seen many cases in the world in which adopting a currency that you do not control can drive you into very, very deep problems.
So far, the Lebanese government has resisted officially abandoning the lira for the dollar, but soon it may not have a choice. I'm the BBC's Hannah McCarthy for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.